section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I love Wendy's. I went there the other day to get something. They don't have it anymore. I think they closed down. Maybe it's for renovations.
Closed what? Just Wendy's in general?
Well, the one that I got to in Peoria.
I'm so sorry. R.I.P. That's my favorite fast food.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Have you got what it takes?
These are the breaks.
Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down.
Right. Your Coke can is so
inspirational. At least that one doesn't say ISIS on it.
Coming to you live from Lolita, Texas, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, hit Eli, chap that ass, Justin Chambers rebuttal, an interview with Maury Poppins, and decoding a dyslexic alphabet soup with your co-hosts, Big E, intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake.
I would say welcome to the jungle, but it's not really a jungle. It's my kitchen. Welcome, everybody, to episode 204 of IBWIP. I am your host, the podcasting god. Blake Clayton.
Blake
Clayton. And, Scott, I wasn't trying to be rude. I hope you didn't take that as me being rude.
No.
I kind of felt like an asshole when I did that.
No.
It's like, shut the fuck up!
You're the captain of this ship.
It was kind of like, shut the fuck up. No.
You're captain of the ship.
All right, here we go. First... He was once cute Jason. He was also fly ninja Jason and flannel Fabio. But we hold him near and dear to our hearts as the one and only Locks of Love Jason.
Oh, Jason, you're so handsome.
All of the positive nicknames I had was before I grew my hair out.
Yep. then it just stuck. So if you cut your hair, you'll get a new nickname. All right. A little known fact about our next co-host. There's many facts, but I had to change the screen. She was the wardrobe director for the movie The Sisters of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, shit.
Now, if you don't remember the movie, here's a brief plot overview.
Oh, my God.
Four teenage girls, Carmen, Tibby, Bridget, and Lena, are all best friends from Maryland, who are about to separate for the summer for the first time in their lives. First time ever.
They're near and dear.
Yes, and Lena is spending the summer in Greece with her grandparents. Tibby is staying at home because her parents don't have any money. Bridget is going to the soccer camp in Mexico because only Mexicans know how to play soccer. And Carmen is visiting her father in South Carolina. So you know he's going to try to have sex with her. Anyway, on one of their final days together, they went shopping. And the girls find a seemingly ordinary pair of pants that fit all of them perfectly and flatter their figures, despite their very different measurements, which is completely impossible. The girls dubbed them the Traveling Pants, and they decide to share them equally over the course of the summer, so their hoo-ha smell can all be mixed about. So when Bridget gets herpes, then Tibby can get it.
Is that in the description?
Yes. They part the next day, and the film focuses on each one of the girls' journey separately. The pants, of course, which is what we're really talking about here, were picked out by Heather, and if she hasn't done such a great job with the movie, it would have been miserable.
It would have been awful.
Intern were those Heather. Space pants?
Thank you. I appreciate that. They weren't space pants. They were jeans.
Because your ass is out of this planet.
My ass is out of this planet. Nice.
I don't know if that's that doesn't sound right.
No, it didn't, but space pants.
And our a new stand-up comedian.
First and last time.
Right. Our guest host for this episode is Big E. I like Big E. This is why LeBron James is not on our guest host for tonight. I hate him. Okay? Big E vapes, LeBron doesn't. Big E has cool tattoos, LeBron doesn't. Big E isn't an asshole. LeBron is. The moral of this intro is that I hate LeBron James. So let's welcome Big E.
Thank you. And I meant that in the most nice of possible.
Oh, no problem. As long as you didn't say my ass was as big as a planet.
See, for me, I was watching the NBA Finals when when we were doing that. So, and I can't stand LeBron James. So
why?
Nobody
he's the
can
king.
Stand LeBron James.
He is the king of himself, and I don't like him. I don't like anybody that thinks they're cool.
And thinks they're better than Michael Jordan.
Well, guess I'm out. Oh my
goodness, that was quite funny.
Oh boy. Okay, it's my turn to say something. Eli baseball to the face. Does that phrase, I have it written here, does it mean anything to you?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay, so Eli is playing baseball.
Little 7-year-old
little
Eli?
Coach pitch?
Yes, coach pitch.
Coach pitch.
Actually, it's stupid teenage boy pitch, but anyway. And so I've been spending a lot of time with him out in the backyard practicing hitting.
You know what's funny? As we were driving by the other day, and I said, look. We're on the main road here. I said, look, there's Blake and Eli, and they're out playing catch.
And that's probably when the incident happened, because usually we just do batting practice, but we got him a new glove, and he's doing pretty good at the hitting. He needs to work on his catching of the ball.
Oh, my God. Continue.
So I used to coach Bronco, which is 11, 12, 13-year-olds. I loved coaching them because they weren't there because they had to be mostly. They actually, and you could.
They're over the hump.
Right. They're over that hump of I'm going to run around crazy and I don't care what's going on. There's so many of us and we're just running around, blah, blah, blah. And so, but I like to work with E by himself. He's like, why don't you help us? Why don't you be a coach too? I'm like, because I don't like a bunch of little kids. I just like helping you. So we got him the new glove, and he still wasn't proving a fact that it wasn't just the glove that was the issue. But we got a new glove, nice glove, and we're using a hard baseball. I'm not going to use a soft baseball with him. And he continued to hold the glove like
underhand, as if you're going to catch it underhand.
Underhand. And there's really no other way to teach a kid to stop doing that but hit him in the face with the ball.
Oh, my God. You were that dad from Sandlot. You were that. This is the explanation that I've been waiting for my whole life.
Dennis, you are Dennis Leary.
It wasn't intentional, but I was throwing them to where he was going to have to put it above in front of his face to catch it like he's supposed to. Cupping that, holding upside down, the ball's going to roll out and hit him in the face.
Right.
And I kept saying, it's going to hit you in the face. And it did. And his mother was standing just feet away. Looked at me like, you are the worst person I have ever met in my life. The normal look I usually get. But this time it was like, and you hit my son in the face. So he started to tear up, cry a little bit. And I said, no, you're not going to cry. If you would have been holding the glove right, that wouldn't have hit you in the face. I said, are you angry? He's like, yes. And he started whipping that ball at me like he was throwing it the best he's ever thrown it, because he was mad and he was focusing on. He was not only was he practicing catching the ball, but we've been practicing throwing the ball to the right person. He was throwing it like a rocket at my glove because he was trying to hit me in the face.
Right.
Use the anger.
Right. Use the force.
Did you break his orbital socket?
No, I don't believe so. It hit more toward the upper left quadrant of his forehead.
Oh, good quadrant.
So he doesn't really remember any of his childhood now.
Did
you get any phone calls from the school? Oh, I guess you wouldn't. It's summer. Never mind.
The school just called him up.
I just beat on him in the sun. It's a summer. Nobody's going to help you do anything. But this kind of goes, Jason, you have a daughter. Mm. Biggie, you have a son about exactly Eli's age. Mm-hmm. Heather, you don't have any children?
I have the heart of a child, though.
You don't have a heart of a child.
In a jar?
So yep. I kind of real quick
on
go around. I mean... was it intentional that I whip the ball and hit him in the head? No.
No.
But did I throw the ball to where if he didn't catch it right, it was going to hit him? Yes. Heather, am I a bad father?
He's not your kid, right? No, you're not a bad father. Sports.
It's how, if someone's not going to pay attention to you and over you tell them something's going to happen because you know it's going to happen, how else do you get through to them? Hit him in the face.
You gotta hit a kid in the face.
Big E.
Is he a bad father?
Am I a bad father?
No.
Would you? How would you teach your son to catch a baseball properly?
Same way.
Okay.
If he's got to continue to hold the glove down there, I'm gonna continue to throw it right at that glove, and it's
gonna roll out.
It's gonna bounce right off your palm.
Yep.
And right into your chest.
Just like my balls. Face. They bounce right off my palm.
Squeeing.
But no, they don't hit me.
No.
So I'm okay. Jason.
Just don't do it all the time because then it's child abuse.
Right, right. Seven times he didn't catch that in eight throws. Jason, your thoughts. You have a daughter, so.
I do have a daughter. You're a bad father, but like not for that. For like countless for, other reasons that have come up
give me
on
three.
The show.
Give me three.
Well, it was one.
Okay.
Two. And of course, the third reason. Oh, I mean, come on. Well. So for those three reasons alone.
All right.
You're not a bad father. I know we were kind of going through a similar thing where Eli was trying to ride his bike and yes. he was leaning heavily on the training wheels. My daughter didn't wipe out too bad, if at all. But it was one of those things where you have to take a leap at one point and just to push them over, like kind of like we said earlier, like over that hump.
Right.
So like my daughter, you know, rides all around. We ride bikes together now, and she's not on the training wheels. It's been like that for a couple of years. But at the time, you just have to. Right. Take that next step.
Sure.
And with him, yeah, he's going to get hurt himself out there if you don't right. try to show him the right way. And you told him. And
right. It's kind of like the whole kitchen stove thing. You can tell a child, hey, that's hot. Don't touch it. They're eventually going to touch it. They're going to burn it themselves. And their brain is going to learn muscle memory. Muscle memory. Hey, that's pretty hot. I'm not going to do that.
Don't do dad again.
Skin memory. So, okay, well, I'm good to know I'm not a horrible father. I don't know why I'm not coaching in the major leagues.
That's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, well, you know what really chaps my ass?
Wait a minute. What chaps
fire
your ass?
About this high.
I love, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
You know what else chaps my ass? A midget with a lighter.
We haven't even started
that's
yet.
You know what? That's enough.
Come on, man.
We didn't even wait till the... All right. Well, this is Chap That Ass, as Scott told us. And basically, we like to go around once in a while and let off some steam. Ladies first. More famous people first. Heather, what is something lately that's been chapping your ass?
You know what's been chapping my ass? Automatic flushing toilets.
What?
Automatic fucking flushing toilets.
You don't
toilets.
Like the automatic? I don't either.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the main reason.
Why
but,
is it disgusting?
Okay, so let's back it up. So
please.
First, let's all think about toilets in general. Most people get weirded out dirty. By
Everyone,
having things.
Close your eyes. Think about toilets.
Imagine sitting on a public toilet.
Yeah.
First off, are you sitting on it without the paper?
Yeah.
Because I do, because I'm sitting on it without the paper.
Oh, you never do
and
it.
I'm no, I never use the paper. Unless you have open wounds, literally, I looked it up on the internet, and that's what brought me to realizing automatic toilets are so disgusting. I was trying to prove to someone how not gross it was for me to just sit on a normal toilet without paper. And I come to find out that when you flush your toilet, that sprays like 6 feet.
Oh,
sprays
yeah.
6 feet yeah. everywhere. All of the stuff that's inside
There's
of it.
Fecal yeah. matter everywhere.
If you have an automatic flushing toilet, up your butthole. That's where it's all going. Because you probably just stood for a second, and then instantly it flushed
An
at you.
An unintentional bidet.
You didn't get your underwear up to protect your stuff.
No. I mean, some of those automatic flushing toilets, you like go like this.
Yeah.
You
you're
go forward, and all of a sudden...
You're wearing a black shirt and a men's urinal. It'll fucking... While you're standing there pissing, it'll just go off.
Ugh. No good. So it's
I
no
am
good.
Always sitting on toilets with open wounds, and I never gave it a second thought. But you're saying don't do that.
Don't sit on toilets with open wounds without a piece of paper. That is something you definitely need to reevaluate.
Why would you have open wounds in those areas?
Now, see, that's not whipping. That's not what we're talking about here. Oh, we don't need to get into why I have or anyone has open wounds.
Okay.
But don't get but caned I definitely is do. Really the...
Well, hold on. What are you
it's
singing
like
over there?
Dustin Jr. over
Are you singing
here.
A song about open wounds? All right, let's hear it again. No, what was it? What was it?
So now I come to you.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Go, keep going.
Come to you with
open wounds. Nothing too high.
Uh-huh.
Don't come to toilets with open wounds and nothing
okay,
to hide.
That...
Get a paper to hide it. But mostly, and here's my tip for anyone confronted with an automatic toilet, just... Get all your belongings together. The moment that you're on
yes.
that toilet, get your belongings
yes.
together in front of you.
Yes.
And then go for the get up, pull, and then you open the door and you close it real fast because that way the door blocks it because they don't have fucking lids. If they're an automatic
Wait,
toilet,
to
there's
the
no
phone.
Lid to close. And that's what chaps my ass about.
All right.
Toilets. Literally, Heather. Actually.
All right. Mm. Very, very good. Open wounds. Heather doesn't like open wounds on your...
Working on them. I've got anal fissures. I got topical ointment. That's all I can do.
You got anal fissures? Fissures? Anal fissures?
Like fishermen. You teach a man to anal fissure. You feed him for a lifetime. When we worked at CAT, there would be like, there's like 8 to 10 stalls, and I would like, I'd go to, okay, stall number 2 is good, and I go in there, and boom, I'd be, you know, dropping the kids off the pool.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And after a while, like, I'd be sitting up, you know, and then sometimes it would go, it sounds like a jet engine. Yeah. And I would jump up real quick, and I don't know that's hanging or coming out of me is better than what's coming out of the toilet at me. And then I have a little checklist in my head. It's like, okay, I can't go to stall number 2 tomorrow. I have to figure out another stall. And I have to find a safe stall, essentially, because you don't know. You don't know when they're going to go off.
What chaps your ass, Jason?
Two words. One, roach. And I'm not talking about the kind of roach that they smoked in the bathroom on Saved by the Bell. Okay? I'm talking about an actual roach I found in my house.
What? Now, this is big news because
La cucaracha.
You are very, very cleanly.
Yeah.
You're a very cleanly person. You're very organized.
Borderline gay.
Borderline. And you had a roach in your house.
I did.
OCD.
Maybe a little OCD. It was awful because I get little spiders, but you can't stop the little spiders.
No.
And I don't give a shit about them.
They're good for you.
But I saw a roach. It was about the size of maybe like a quarter. So it was a sizable one.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? Because I don't leave food out.
It's a Papa Roach.
I'm very, like you said, I'm very clean and very organized. And then and all I can think now is, I saw this one roach. And usually they say, "Oh, if you see one roach, there's a million roaches in there."
Bullshit.
I hope so. I've never seen another roach in my house.
Right. Did you do a roach search?
I don't know what that is.
You go.
You just looked for roaches everywhere.
Yes, I did.
You just look in your cabinets.
You walk through the house and you go.
Well, sometimes
classic
I'll.
Roach call.
Sometimes
roach
I'll go.
Call.
I don't get.
Call the Orkin man.
I can't afford that.
Oh, fuck.
So no way.
Fuck that.
But there's two things. One, it could have been like just like a wood roach or a water roach where they don't live in the house because it didn't look like a regular.
We have got a lot of rain lately. It makes sense.
And then the second thing is though, when I bought my house, I ripped out all the carpet and I chipped away all the asbestos tile and then I put in this like water protective layer and I put wood floors in my whole house, and I feel like there's room between the concrete and the wood floor for a billion things to live under there if they so choose to. So I'm really paranoid right now. I've seen nothing to make me think there are more than one roach, but I don't know.
What do you plan on doing?
Nothing.
Do you get
sealant and take sealant all around your whole house?
I can't do it.
One of them circus tents.
Okay.
Fog it.
Or get a circus tent, and then as you find them, you teach them tricks.
Or, start my own roach circus, right?
Yes. Do you lay awake at night thinking about that roach?
No.
Do you go, oh, my God, it could be in bed?
It's a very mild chapping of the ass, but it's still, it's like, I just, it's
still
just,
chaps
like,
it.
Man,
funk that.
Funk that. Funk that.
All right, here's mine. Okay, Now, let me preface this by, I don't care if people drive motorcycles or not. I'm fine with motorcycle drivers. I used to have a motorcycle.
You hate motorcycles, don't you?
I don't hate motorcycles.
Hate the idea of anyone riding on two wheels quickly.
In the state of Illinois, there's the big thing of motorcycles.
See,
you know,
Don't run over motorcycles. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. The motorcycle guy, there's two things that are a problem with that. I will watch for you because I'm... An adult, and I'm in a car, and you could die if I hit you.
Driver.
But don't hug the center line because that is more of a chance for you to get hit coming the other way. And don't drive your motorcycle with one arm, with one hand. There's no reason for you not to have both hands on the wheel or handlebars. I constantly see, and it's not just, it used to just be like crotch rockets. You'd see guys like with their hand on their hip, and they're just going. With one hand, I'm like, okay, would you drive a car with just your foot? No, you wouldn't.
No.
You aren't
too. Doing, like, posing?
I guess
they're like, look at this.
Yeah, I can do it with
cool,
one arm.
Man.
But now I'm seeing a lot of the guys in the big bikes with one hand, too. And I don't understand. I'm like, okay, you're driving around with one hand.
on two wheels really fast, and then you're also hugging the center line against traffic that's coming against you, but yet there's all this Illinois state propaganda posters everywhere that I'm supposed to watch for you. And you know what? I'm not going to watch for you anymore.
If you don't even watch out for yourself.
Exactly. If you're, I can't take care of you if you can't take care of yourself.
Funk that. No.
We
funk
do have some.
That. Funk that.
Yeah, I live in Bloomington, and we have some people like playing Tokyo, like trying to do real life Tokyo Drift or something.
Oh,
like
God.
Weaving through, fucking, weaving in and out. I mean, if I had a motorcycle, I would do that in a heartbeat. But 100
mile
I don't.
An hour wheelies and shit. I mean, who's got time for that?
Who's got time? So, motorcycle drivers, you chap my ass.
You chapping my ass.
Chapping it.
All right, Biggie.
What chaps my ass?
What chaps your ass, Biggie?
What chaps Big E's ass?
That's a lot of chaps.
Fucking heat. Hot.
That really
hot
does.
Factory. Today,
ugh.
This morning, and it's not even hot.
It's just
fucking trips. Muggy.
It's humid. All
my
the rain.
Fucking clothes are sticking to me. You can't escape it because I fucking weld. I can't run away.
You got to be used degrees. To the heat, right?
I can't even. You can't. You get used. You don't. You can't. It's right. Once you get start sweating and shit starts sticking to you and grind dust is stuck on your neck and you just want to like it almost to the point where it like wants to throw you into like a fucking panic attack and you want to throw your shit down and just go home, but you can't.
Right.
You have to earn a living. Fucking paid.
Have you ever tried to do it?
No, I won't because I.
Tomorrow.
What would I rather deal with? Heat or mama?
Well, probably the heat.
Heat. Thank you.
She doesn't listen, right? Who does?
All right. Well, anybody else chaffing? Anything else chaffing asses?
Anything else chaffing my ass lately?
Nope.
Besides midget with
chap
gliders.
Free.
Chap free.
Got some chapstick. Why is it me?
I love that.
It's so abrupt.
It was
Sagat,
good.
Right? Isn't that the guy who did that? Sagat?
Sagat.
I thought it was Onyx.
Slam! Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Well, next up, we got a song. After that lovely song, we've got I'm Leaving by Scotch Hollow from his new album, Raging Bull in a Chicken Wire Pen.
They say that when life closes a door, it often opens a window. Well, I'm sure this is just to keep your ears from popping. In my case, the Taco Bell I had for dinner has come back around, and we just really need to open a window. I mean, like, yesterday.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
You need
moly.
To apologize to Scotch Hollow.
Scotch Hollow, this is Jason. Locks of Love Jason, and I totally burped at the end of your song, and it deserves way better than that. Boy. Look, I think I speak for everyone here. When I say that the best part of doing this show is physically assaulting Blake's dog when he's out of the room. But if I was forced to say what the second part of doing this show is, I'd say it's interacting with our listeners. If you haven't contacted the show, what are you waiting for? Christmas? Yes? Okay, well, that's understandable then. But if you want to contact us sooner, drop us a line on our website, ibwip.com or Facebook or Twitter. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and YouTube to get all of our new content first, including our fun vape reviews. We just did one on the last show. It's like the funnest damn thing I've ever done.
You haven't done many fun things.
I've done like three fun things, and that one was easily trumped them all. And see the softer side of Sears and the podcasting god by checking out our Instagram and Vine pages. Enjoy the rest of the show, everybody.
Very good, very good. Hey, just want to remind everybody, RockyTopVapor.com and in Shocker E-Liquid, use promo code IBWIP20 for 20% off.
Shocker E-Liquid. Yeah, you look awesome. Great. What are you doing different? Did you get a haircut?
I got a haircut, but I'm also wearing an awesome soft shirt from Shocker E-Liquid. And
the softest.
It's the softest ever.
From American Apparel.
And Heather and Big E are actually still wearing theirs from last week when we did the show. That's how comfortable. They're like, I'm just going to wear these all the time.
I've been wearing it all week,
This
actually,
is my daily.
Yeah.
Yep, so ShockerEliquid.com and RockyTopVapor.com, IBWIP20 for 20% off your order. And don't forget CraftVapory.com, 10% off anything in their store using promo code IBWIP. And 20% off your first month's subscription.
I bet there's some people sitting at home right now who are saying, God, I love vaping. I don't want to get off my couch. I don't want to go anywhere. How am I going to get all my vape supplies?
We have two ways for you to get your vape supplies.
Save
two different
money.
Company and saving money. Just think of this way. If you go to RockyTopVapor.com right now, order some audio fog, use promo code IBWIP20, you save 20%, right? Then go ahead and hop over to craftvapory.com, use promo code IBWIP, save another 20%. Basically, you've saved 40% on your night.
And what do we get out of it?
Nothing.
The only thing we get
satisfaction.
Is...
satisfaction.
Yeah, that's right. Something Rolling Stones couldn't get. We will get the satisfaction of knowing that you saved a ton of dough.
Right.
And you help support the show.
Yeah, exactly.
And it rhymes.
Support didn't even know it. And also, our new endeavor, the podcast... The song Inside and Out is available on iTunes and on Stitcher. Check it out. Subscribe to it. Great interviews. And not just your normal, everyday, interviews.
Not even close.
It's we pick out one song from an artist and we talk with them about that one song. And we've got some great ones coming up. So definitely check that out on iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. And here we go.
Southeast West Showdown. And
was Ain't Gonna See You No More by Lou Shields.
My buddy Lou Shields. Look for him coming up on an episode of one of our flag shows.
What does that mean? Flag the song? Shows? The song Inside and Out?
Yes.
Upside Down?
Ooh, do you have a flag
upside
for
down,
it?
No, it's like a when you have more than one like show. Like, I'm a producer now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Producer. I'm producer.
Podcasting God producer.
Yeah. I have ideas for other
Podcasting God productions.
No. Well, that's good. I like that. Maybe
you have ideas for the shows.
Could somebody write that down? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it none of them involve me like being naked, right?
Three of them do.
All right.
Heather, recently on the past couple of weeks, you've had a disagreement with a young man named old Justin Chambers. Now, we're not going to rehash too much of it. For those of you who don't remember, check out episode 202, I believe.
202.
You had a problem with one of his songs.
Yeah.
And he has sent you a rebuttal.
He sent me a rebuttal. Okay.
And we're going to play this rebuttal. And at any time, you can... Ask me to push. I set it up to where I can push pause.
Well,
okay, cool.
Can we catch everyone up just for a second? We don't have to rehash the whole thing. But he had submitted a song to the show, which we played,
and it was Wheelbarrow,
and it was about a big fat dead woman he was in love with, and he was wheelbarrowing around.
He couldn't even fit her in his wheelbarrow. Apparently,
it was about a 300-pound. It was ex girlfriend was 300 pounds, and he killed her because she's too fat, bitch. And then put her in the wheelbarrow, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Heather did not care for it.
A few times.
Heather didn't really like it.
All right. Well,
didn't really care for it. And
not a fan at all. Not even a little
bit.
You
were very unhappy.
Because it's stupid.
You were very unhappy. And then we kind of decided, hey, let's tear him down a little bit. And then
let's build him back up.
Just like the military.
Let's see how he's been built.
Okay.
Since.
Howdy, folks. Old Justin Chambers here with a special message for... Heather, the intern, one of the hosts of this here show. On the last episode of IBWIP, some comments were made about me by her that really hurt my feelings. They really did. I was very offended, extremely offended by your comments. They really hurt my feelings.
How are you doing right now?
I feel really bad. I do. I feel really bad. This is not... Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, you feel really bad.
Let's see how that goes. Let's see how that continues.
Okay.
So I think you owe me an apology. You know, I was about to give up on my music career altogether and just stop. But I said, nope. You know what? Everybody else loves it. I'm not going to let one person drag me down. But I still think you owe me an apology. I'd feel a lot better if I got an apology.
Do you want to...
I think you owe the woman that you murdered and put in a wheelbarrow an apology.
I think you all...
Hold on, but keep going. I want to hear his whole... Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
You still have about 2 minutes.
Okay, keep going.
2 minutes. Oh, boy.
Damn, he was pissed.
Second point I want to make, the second thing I want to say is, number one, you took that song the wrong way. It was meant for people to laugh at.
Yes.
It was a comedy track. It is meant to be funny. It's meant to make people laugh. That's why it sucks. I made it suck on purpose.
I picked up on that, Justin. That's why
because I made it suck on purpose. Yeah.
I picked up on that, buddy.
That's what I've been doing wrong with this show.
Yeah.
I should be saying...
We got to make it bad on purpose.
I should be saying...
Like
I know...
Comedy bang bang thing.
I know this is bad. I know talking dirty to grandmas all the time is inappropriate. But I'm intending for it to suck.
It's a very ironic comedy.
And so now it's funny, because I intend it to suck.
The lyrics are so out there, and why I sang it in the monotone voice and made it suck. Because I wanted it to suck so people would laugh at it, see? If I was singing all serious and stuff, people probably wouldn't take it as a funny song, you know? But that's what the song's supposed to be. That's why it's so screwed up. It's a comedy track. It's meant to be funny.
Was this guy Rodney Carrington?
It's okay to laugh. It is okay to laugh. You need to laugh more there, Heather the intern, or whatever your name is there. Heather the intern, you need to laugh more.
Oh, he's going on too long. He's getting angry.
All right, my third thing is, you guys all got my age wrong. I'm 16 years old.
That makes
more
sense.
Not 13 years old. That's not just on Heather the intern's part, though. That's all your
It's on you.
Problem there.
That's what I was told. I was told he was 13, so I
told my wife he was 13. I told her he's 16.
The last time I remember...
She's like, are you guys going to get in trouble?
The last time I had in-depth knowledge about Justin Chambers, he was 13.
3 years ago.
You knew him 3 years ago?
I don't know. But for some reason, okay, yes, we gave the wrong age. We did not, get all the information. But to be honest with you, it doesn't.
This makes more sense that he's 16. He sounds much more like a 16-year-old than a 13-year-old.
Yeah. So it's do you say now? So the song is better now that you know?
No.
God no.
Is that it? Is that the whole?
No.
Is that
no.
The whole
thing? Okay. There's still some more.
Has got my age wrong. Not 13. I'm 16. Okay. Third thing is. Usually, only fat chicks are offended by this song. There, Heather, the intern, you seem pretty offended on the last episode.
She's not
by
fat,
this song,
my friend.
But usually, only fat chicks. So, my question is, do you?
Is he about to ask me if I'm a fat chick right now? Hold on, no. I want to hear it. I don't have anything to say till I hear it.
300 pounds, and that's about all for me. That's my special message to Heather, the intern.
Yeah, he's saying.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Do you think you're 300 pounds? Okay, so... have an outro? No. Is that his outro? Oh, okay.
That was Sam,
I thought he, like,
that was,
his own song.
That was the Samson song, Over the Horizon.
Okay, so I have a few things to say about it. I understand that it's a funny song. I like comedy.
Song.
I'm not saying I don't like comedy.
I like
Joan Rivers, so I like insult comedy. It just wasn't funny. That's all. Which is fine. I mean, it's fine if you think it's funny, and I don't think it's funny. But it was just really rude. And just because I'm not fat doesn't mean that I can't stand up for fat people. So I'm sorry that you think that's how the world
works.
Thanks
for standing up for me, Heather.
Hey, no problem, man. But seriously, like, that's so silly. Like, that's like saying that we can't, like, stand up for, like, disabled people because we're not disabled. Like, if we're seeing someone
be
an asshole, it's not supposed to be funny.
Because a lot of disabled people can't stand up. And that's, I mean, no, it's not funny.
Sorry.
That's funny.
Cut the shit.
It's funny.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm Jason.
Do you have any rebuttal to Justin on this? Or now that you know that he's 16, has this awakened any opinions? Because here's the thing, guys.
Okay.
This is our last chance. This is going to be over and done.
I hope not.
This is going to be over and done here. And so this is your last opportunity. We will give him one chance to rebuttal, and then we'll rebuttal.
No more rebuttals.
And then we'll give him another chance
back,
to rebuttal
then,
the rebuttal.
Right.
I got a couple things
to
say.
To rebuttal the rebuttal.
First of all, I never had it in for Justin Chambers. He sent that song in, and we don't get a lot of – we get artists requesting, like, here's a song, and then they pull it off their album, just send you a file. Right. This kid, you know, he's in his room. He's making his own music. I respect him for that. 16 makes a lot more sense for that deep voice.
Yeah.
That dude has got a deep, solid voice. I hope he continues to nurture that voice. And it could become a powerful tool for him someday.
He could be the next Conway Twitty.
At 13, I thought he was 7 foot when he made that voice.
I hope that he keeps making music because everyone needs a creative outlet. Whether or not it's good music or not, that's subjective. It helps to know that it was meant to be funny.
It's like, is this a good podcast?
Right. That's not so subjective.
Let's not make this about us, okay, guys? Mm-hmm. For once, let's not make this about us.
I think his rebuttal, it started off very polite, and then but he didn't use any curse words. He didn't raise his voice.
He didn't use any comedy.
There was some snarky slights put in there.
Sure.
But I think overall his rebuttal was fairly pleasant, and I know you say this is the end, but I want Justin Chambers. As a listener who is actually contacting the show, I want Justin Chambers to be our youth correspondent.
Youth correspondent.
I would love to go back and forth with this guy, and not in a debate kind of way, but just kind of like just updates or whatever's going on. We need to get a taste of the youth culture from Justin.
Maybe on a future episode, we can Heather, if you could contain yourself, maybe we can give him his own segment.
I would love it.
So I will talk to his people. I think that's his mom.
I mean, I know we don't do a live show, but here's your cell phone number or something.
You can still call.
We can Skype him.
Skype him in, dude.
Pre-recorded something.
The show. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Skype him in during the show.
This is going to sound bad.
Him and Heather can have a little back and forth.
Yeah, this is going to sound bad, but I didn't listen to that show since we've recorded it. So I'm not, and I don't necessarily remember everything that I said.
Well, you were,
but I'm
you
sure
were,
it was
you
rough.
Were, no, you weren't. You were, I mean, you were not that.
Don't let him, don't let this hillbilly 16-year-old.
No, he's a human
Where is this
being.
Kid from?
I mean,
that
gotta,
is a deep
we
accent.
We got to give him credit for being a human being.
Ohio.
But I do think
what?
That maybe it makes way more sense
that
he's 16.
That is the Midwest, sir.
In Heather's defense, she was super high when she was here. So, just kidding.
Yeah, but...
peyote. Mescaline.
Something like that. Totally stoned out of my mind. Yeah. But I was under the impression that he was 13-year-old and very confused as to why he was singing about things like this. And my initial response was like... Like, why don't you talk about English class and fire and things that you
fire.
Know about?
Fire!
So,
fire!
But, I mean, don't stop fire. Writing songs. Just write better songs.
There's actually...
But I apologize if you were deeply offended, because it sounds like you were, at least. And don't make insinuations about my weight, please. Bro.
Bro. Bro. Come on, bro. Come at me, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, so that's the Justin Chambers Intern Heather round two.
I am so... excited about this, that I'm actually going to take off and I'm going to start writing possibilities and ideas for a Justin Chambers
okay.
segment.
Right.
See you later, dude.
So I'll catch you on the flippy flap.
I will move
with Hi. Big job.
I will move this camera so you can walk away on
Just
your own
walk
free
on
will.
By.
All right, folks. As you know, every other week we have a special guest come into the show. Intern Heather had an opportunity, but was too busy being a funny comedian to come up with anything.
Aww.
So we have a gentleman who sent me an email and said that he had some things he wanted to promote. We here at IBWIP, if we don't get people to talk about our show, nobody knows about it.
Mm-mm.
And so we're trying to help this gentleman out. And so
That's
I believe we have your name, sir, is Maury Poppins. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm Maury Poppins. Good to meet you.
Well, welcome to the show, Maury. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hey. Top of the morning to you.
Hey, morning.
It's not morning time.
It's top of the evening to you.
Okay, there you go.
From bottom of the fifth to you.
Here's the thing. I was born in England, but I spent the weekends with my father in Australia every weekend. So if the accent goes back and forth, that's because of that.
Okay, here's a question. We were talking earlier about automatically flushing toilets.
Right.
And how it kind of spits stuff out at you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Since the water in Australia goes backwards, does it not spit out at you?
Here's the thing. It doesn't go backwards down south. You think it would because of all the mythology around it. But what we've done to debunk that myth is all of our toilets have a trapdoor. It just opens up and falls straight down. So there's no twirlabouts.
Oh.
Or twirly-twos, as we call it.
What?
Twirly-twos. Twirly-twos. Somebody write twirly-twos down.
Twirly.
So you said you live, now you live in...
I live in the UK.
You live in the UK now. That's great.
Do you still go to Australia on the weekends?
Every weekend. I'm a fully grown adult, but I still spend every weekend with my pops.
Cute.
Why did your mom and dad get divorced?
Well, there was no work for a chimney sweep in Australia, so she moved. We lived in the UK, but my story's a little bit mixed up, I guess. But the long story short, my father was a chimney sweep, as I was, and they had to separate because there was no work for him. So I hope that makes sense.
Okay,
they're total.
So there's only
Crystal
enough room
clear.
For one chimney sweep in Australia.
That's right. It's
okay.
Not unlike
there's
a Highlander
only one
situation
chimney in Australia.
Yeah, it's a Highlander.
Very
chimney sweep
very
Highlander.
Nice.
One man does it all.
I like it.
Thank you. Well, I want to.
So, what's your show? Right?
No, we're not there yet.
Well, I do have a show, and that's fine. We can talk about that. I'm here for many reasons. So.
What are you plugging?
Don't listen to me. No.
I have a book coming out, I will say. It's kind of about it's about my life, but I do also have a show that is syndicated in the UK.
Okay, let's talk about the book first.
Okay, well, the book is just about my life. You know, growing up in the UK. Spending weekends in Australia.
That's a lot of airfare that your parents.
Yeah.
You would think that with. I mean, it would have been cheaper for your dad just to stay in the UK.
It would have been. He's bankrupt now. He lives on the streets.
But you still stay the weekends with him.
I stay the weekends on the streets.
Fly back.
With him. That's right.
But you can, and that's you're like
afford
I'll
it.
Just fly to
well,
you.
Yeah, I'm the Oprah
money.
Of the UK essentially.
Oh yeah.
I'm my own magazine. It's called O.
Oh.
Showed
her my O face.
That's a reference from what? 1999.
Yeah.
So you have a book about your life. Tell us some things about your life. I mean, you said you've been a chimney sweep yourself.
Yeah, I mean, all the tuppins, all the dollars, everything was drained out of our parents' accounts. All the poppins, that's right, that's my last name. It was all drained out of our accounts because every weekend I'd be flying back and forth between my mom and my pop's place in the UK. So we had no money. I essentially bankrupted my entire family, so I had to get work from a very early age. I was a nanny for a bit.
A nanny? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, how was that?
It was not bad. I had a parasol that would fly in from the west, and I would I'd always take care of two little children.
How'd that medicine go down?
Oh, I have a song about that in a bit. I'd love to sing that to you.
You have a song about medicine?
More about sucrose.
Oh, like instead of glucose?
You mean is it high fructose?
It's moderate to midland glucose.
Okay.
Anyway, we're off the rails here.
Well, that's a really interesting sort of travel story. So what does your mother do now? Is she a chimney sweep back in the UK? And she controlling the chimney sweep market there, too?
She does. That's right.
You guys have really taken over the whole thing.
I had so many chimneys back in the day. I ought to sweep them all, make sure they're nice and clean. And then when I got the show, I talked to some executives. I said, I got a show about whether or not people know who the fathers are. We could do paternity tests.
Know who the father of the chimneys are?
Yes. Well, we all know the father of the chimney is Jared P. Chimney. All right.
Okay.
Born in the 1600s. Are you all familiar with your chimney history?
I'm not familiar with chimney history.
Well, yet another reason for you to buy my book.
The book about your life?
The one about my life.
Is there a chapter?
The appendix is all about chimney history.
Well, because that's what you need to know in order to find out why you appreciate the chimney business.
Right. But
thoroughly.
The syndicated show is actually about human beings and whether or not they know who their parents are.
Okay, and I understand you're here to talk about your syndicated show because you're like the Oprah of the UK.
Right.
I would think that Doctor Who would be more popular than...
Doctor Who is also like the Oprah of the UK. Okay. We're just a bunch of Oprahs over there.
I thought you were the Oprah of Australia. You're the Oprah of UK?
Doctor Who? No, they're based out of UK.
Okay.
No.
You said you were the Oprah of Australia.
If I said that... I didn't mean it.
Oh, it probably is so confusing living in two different continents.
I feel like I'm always my clocks are never right. You know, I'm going back and forth constantly. I don't know where I am. Are we in Australia now? I don't know.
We're
in America. We're in the United States.
You don't know if it's morning or night. You don't know what
we're in China.
What your accent is?
Right.
Do you want to talk more about being a nanny, or
can talk about whatever you want, mate?
Oh well, it says here on my notes that you were also a one-man band. Is that correct?
That's right. When I wasn't being a nanny, and sometimes even when I was being a nanny, just to entertain the children, I was a one-man band on the streets, and I'd often draw chalk drawings, and then we would jump into them.
Oh, how did the parents like that?
Man. The parents were too busy. That's why I was a nanny to begin with, because the parents were too busy being bankers or socialites. I had to jump around between these chalk drawings to keep the kids satisfied, but also teach them life lessons as well.
Your life sounds like a movie.
It is not. I would say that someone should take the events of my life, maybe directly from the book, maybe leave out the appendix about the chimney history, and then make a movie about it, a feature film, if you will.
Early 19-whatevers.
Mm-hmm. 70s. 60s? Anyway.
60s, yeah.
So
sure.
What kind of life lessons did you teach these children?
Well, I teach them how to pick up their room, because it's often messy. And for some reason, a boy and a girl of age of 8 or 9 years old were in the same room together.
That's weird.
It is a bit bizarre, isn't it?
I think the United States has laws, I guess, yet to be a certain age before you can...
That's right. I guess those don't apply. I mean, it wasn't in the United States. It was in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I would also teach the kids to throw tuppins about.
Like Tupperware?
Tupperware.
I'm almost as funny as a comedian.
Not quite. The kids, they say, the father was a banker. He said, take all your Tupperware and put it in the bank. And I said, don't take your Tupperware, put it in the bank. Go out to the park and with the old woman, throw them at the pigeons. And I'll be goddamn if they didn't do it.
Nice.
Oh, that's so sweet. And then the dead pigeons they can put inside the Tupperware and take it home so that way they can get an afternoon snack.
Essentially, yes. I feel like you've already read the book.
Jeez.
Mm, yeah. So, you were one-man band. You had the chalk drawings there. But did you sing songs?
I did sing songs, and a couple of songs I kind of came up with turned out to be songs I use in my syndicated talk show.
Okay.
If you want, we can talk more about that if you want.
You seem to be very, very, very adamant about getting to this syndicated talk show. What is the name of it?
It's called Awesome Maury Poppins.
Awesome Maury Poppins.
That's right.
And what time is it on?
It's all in the middle of the day. A lot of people.
Middle of the day.
I don't feel like I can say it any clearer.
middle of the day.
Coming so through Christmas.
Oh, at noon. That's right, in the middle of the day.
Right, noon time.
But who's watching this? Shouldn't everybody be at work?
People who are unemployed. The old ladies. 300-pound people in wheelbarrows are watching it.
Hold on. Is it on Australian television or is it on UK television?
There's some parts of a lot of television gets made in UK, but it gets syndicated out to Australia. So I am in some markets like Brisbane. I'm on in Northern Tasmania. I'm on in, I think, Sydney. I have a few stations in Sydney there.
Very nice. Wow. Mm-hmm. So that means it's probably on at a different time for them. So maybe when they're off work.
Does it play backwards in Australia? Does the show like go from end to...
It's funny. We also, if you read my book, you can see that we debunk that. And instead of playing the show backwards in Australia, we just have a trap door and the show falls directly down.
Yeah.
What is the name of the show again?
It's called Awesome Maury Poppins. Because that's my name. Maury Poppins.
Maury Poppins.
Clever.
Very clever.
So you
discover the father of people.
That's right. People come onto the show, and they've been, you know, screwing around, giving the old hoo-hoo around there, and they don't know who the father is. They've been with several gentlemen. They've got a kid on the way, or they've already have a child, and they say, he's the father. I've been sleeping around so much, I don't know who he is.
You are not the father.
Who do you come to? You come to Maury Poppins.
Maury Poppins.
Awesome, Maury Poppins.
Awesome. Well, the awesome show is awesome, Maury and you know what? Poppins. I'm awesome, too.
You know what? You should have some sort of like catchphrase. It's like, I don't know my identity, but I'll find out yours.
Why don't you write that down for me? We'll talk to you later. Maybe make you an EP, all right?
Ooh, thanks.
Or you can tag, you are not the father.
We could do that, too.
Now, I do believe you've brought some guests with you to kind of give us a...
Yes, just I know that's partially why I'm here, is to break into the American market. You have a few people who have tried and failed over the years, like Graham Norton. He's had a show on, I think, Comedy Central for a few years. It didn't really work out. Eddie Izzard has had some shows, and it doesn't really pan out. But I want to be that breakthrough British artist who comes to the United States, has a show, and just explodes here. I want to be the Oprah of the world.
The Office.
What's that, The Office?
British show, right?
It was based off a British show.
Right.
And a lot of that happens. Like the great UK show based off of Friends called Chums. Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. But I want to be the guy who can play on both continents.
All right.
You know,
right.
I don't want some Maury Poppins ripoff. For someone to take a name as specific as Maury Poppins
right,
and then try to rip it off.
And leaves you out of any shillings.
Yeah, I would like a few shillings here.
All right, so you brought some guests, and they are actually in situations that you are the
That's right.
your show.
And because the files are different on the computer between here and the UK, I was not able to send you my theme song. So if you don't mind, I'd like to sing my theme song to the awesome Maury Poppins show right now.
Okay. I would love to hear
it. Is that
all
right?
I want to hear it.
All right, here it goes. It's real quick.
Okay.
Awesome Maury Poppins show is about to get it started. If you think you know the results, you may be bloody retarded. Want to find out who the father is, you'll have to beg our pardon. Because now's the theme song for Awesome Maury Poppins.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Did you write that?
I did write it. It took me 30 seconds.
Oh, longer than the song, almost.
Because you had to write it down.
Yeah, usually.
If you would have typed it on the computer, it probably would have taken you less than 30.
Most of the time, when I talk, it's slower than me writing.
All right, so give us a scenario with your guests here.
Absolutely. The first one I brought in, this is Karen, and she's from Liverpool. Karen, come on in here, please.
Hello.
Now, Karen, thank you, Biggie. Thank you, Blake, for welcoming Karen to the
show.
Nice
to meet you, Karen.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, Karen's been buggering a lot of men.
Mm-hmm. Been what?
Just a few.
She's been buggering a lot of men.
Okay.
Buggering him.
Yeah.
She's got a knickers in a bunch.
That's right, showing off a fanny. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what now, Karen.
I wasn't showing off my fanny.
Well, yeah, a few men, anyway. You've got a little child here. You don't know who the father is.
Mm.
Who'd you call?
Oh, I did call Maury Poppins. He is a big name in Liverpool.
That's right.
And that was the first thing I thought of when I thought of little Timmy.
Karen, who else are you going to call in a situation where you don't know who the father is?
Ghostbusters?
I think you get covered in ectoplasm if you do one of those moves.
All right.
I could have called the clinic, but I can't afford the clinic, so I thought I'd come over here because you offer me free airfare.
And we have offer you a chance to be exploited, too.
Mm, yes.
Now,
Karen, but I also got a makeover.
Oh, well, then. Mm-hmm. So, Karen, now, your track record seems to be that you're you know, you're a lady of the night at times.
Oh, she's not a prostitute, mate.
No, but people only have sex at
most time. Of the tropes really happen during the day, too.
She doesn't wear panties.
Oh.
Hey, let's just keep it classy.
Now, how many people are we talking that are possibly
potential
the
daddios? It's hard to say. It's either four or five. I can't remember if one of them was a new one or just the same one. He looked very different, but I was also
on shrooms.
You could say that, highly yes.
Intoxicated.
And you know, why
we
should you remember?
Candy fungus, but
you didn't go through women's lib not to sleep with as many men as you want, right?
I mean, I did go through women's lib to sleep with as many men.
You did not do it to not have the results you couldn't have, right? So now here they are.
All right.
Sleep with whoever you like, and now you get the results.
Okay, and do you have those results?
I do. Now, what we did is we had to narrow it down to a potential suitor. So what we did is while you and Big E, Blake, were in the bathroom together for some undisclosed reason,
sure,
we took your vape devices, and we got a few cotton swabs off there.
Ah.
And I will say, Blake, you are not the father.
Yes.
Well, that's bloody lucky, right?
Karen, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to feel like I was being rude. I just can't afford more child support. Sorry. So, but you're a very beautiful
woman. Well, good. I don't want anyone who can't afford child support.
Big E.
Yeah.
Looking in your direction, mate.
Uh-huh.
I've got the test results right here.
Yes.
Pretty accurate.
All of a sudden, why are you all of a sudden British?
I just said yes.
Oh.
I didn't say it in a British accent.
I guess when it's coming from both sides, yeah. Just...
Some would say no one is talking in a British accent.
No.
Big E.
Yeah.
You took
why
the
are you British again?
Oh, what's up?
We have the results right here.
It's a what's up?
It's a popular response, and when approaching someone to see whether or not
I bloody well don't know what happened. Yeah.
Karen, have you ever seen Big E or
Big E? I knew him as Big D, but
oh, that's right.
Oh,
I cracking.
She said she couldn't even remember who she was sleeping with anyway. Yeah. What does it matter?
Well, just the last one, just Jared.
All right, let's take a look here. Jared from Subway. Big E.
Yeah.
You are not the father.
That's what I thought.
All right.
I can't even ejaculate.
Why are you talking?
So, I feel like you're well out of the woods then, mate. I don't see why you had to contribute to your own demise.
Oh, wow.
Moy, who is the father?
Well, we don't have those results then. All we did is test these two guys.
So it could be a whole country.
It seems kind of silly because you were over in the UK and they were over here. Probably little to no chance that you're the father. But,
and aside from the funny I made... I mean, that wasn't true.
A virtually wasted trip on your part. I'm sure you lost your job. Did you lose your job coming over here?
Did you have a job?
Well, I asked them about it. The bakery said that they might not be okay with it, but...
You worked at the bakery?
But that's also where Jared works, so I'm hoping Jared will just be okay with it.
Jared seems like a reasonable bloke.
Karen, thank you very much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Unless he finds out that Timmy's his kid.
Yep.
All right, we'll get back to you. You can be on another episode. We'll narrow down these results for you.
Do you have any more guests?
Well, actually... I have another song.
Oh,
and but between paternity tests on the show, I've got another song for you, and this is what we sing when we move on to the second person that we're going to have a paternity test for.
Yeah, I think he just made a sexual hand gesture to
who's
Karen.
That? Who?
I think he made a sexual hand gesture to Karen. I did. He's like shocker e-liquid.
I'm sorry to break our confidence, Karen, but I know you told me in privacy that you only enjoy men who can ejaculate. All right.
That does tend to be something. I don't enjoy you saying that just now, but...
I apologize, but let it be known, Big E, you are barking up the wrong ejaculate tree. Now, for the second song before we go into our next guest on the awesome Maury Poppins show.
Could you do the theme song one more time?
I cannot, but I sure as hell will do the second song.
Please.
In every paternity test that must be done, there's an element of You find the potential father in pow. The test's a game. And every test you undertake becomes a piece of cake. The birds, the bees, 95% accuracy. That a fork full of sucrose helps the paternity test results. The paternity test results. The paternity test results. Just a fork full of sucrose helps the paternity test results in the most penny dreadful way.
Wow. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
God, UK really appreciates the song and dance, man.
I guess so. I can see that. Maybe you're maybe
that was awesome.
Maybe the popularity of that will rise.
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm banking on it. Why would I fly all the way over to this
bacon?
Country?
Bacon?
I'm baking on it.
All right.
I'll come all the way over from the UK just to be on this wildly popular podcast, or so I was told.
Yes, very
wild. To help spread the word.
Wildly popular.
It's wild.
Okay, you have someone else here?
I do. This is Melinda. She's from also from the UK, from Liverpool. Linda, come on out here.
Melinda or Linda?
Both. Hello, it's Melinda.
Oh, Melinda.
It's Melinda.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Melinda.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Good to be here. Linda. Hi, Maury. It's good to see you. I'm glad to see you. Melinda. Your hair is lovely. Your hair is lovely.
She loves seeing me again because this is not her first time on the show.
Oh. No, no.
She's had upwards of a baker's dozen worth of potential fathers.
Is she a whore?
And you're, well, you know.
I've cut it down to 11, though, Maury, since we last spoke.
That's right.
I cut off those last two we spoke about.
We knock them off two at a time.
Cut the babies off?
No, like, I cut off them sexually.
Oh.
And I guess the baby is still around.
And please remind us what the name of your child is.
Norman.
Norman.
Norman?
And how old is young Norman?
Sorry, I swallowed.
No, I
swallowed. Oh. Well, apparently. I swallowed just now, but...
Biggie, you're being wildly inappropriate, especially for a man who can't ejaculate.
Exactly, I'm just trying to find out the father of my child, Norman.
Shouldn't you be asked about a man who can't ejaculate?
Okay, so...
He's only three, though.
He's only three.
He's a little tyke.
A little tyke.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Melinda, what do you do in UK? What do you do for a living?
Stanley Club Champions.
I actually dress as Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
You go out to Piccadilly
Circus. I've actually been to America.
Is that different from Spider-Man?
No. It's the same. No, I'm saying Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yes, and so I've actually been to the United States. I spent some time in... Times Square and Hollywood, and you're that's where I seem to make the most money.
Also on Piccadilly Circus over there in London.
Piccadilly indeed.
Oh, yeah, for my money, Andrew Garfield, best Spider-Man ever.
Spider-Man.
Best right, Spider-Man
ever. You haven't seen my Spider-Man then.
So,
you know, I didn't mean, no offense now, I'm talking about the movies.
Holy all right, let's bring it back.
No. I want to go on a rampage.
No.
A complete tirade of Spider-Man. Let's break down and analyze the last five Spider-Man movies.
No, let's not.
Okay.
I want to find out who the father is.
I want to know who Melinda's father is.
All right, first of all, Spider-Man.
Not my father.
You're not the father.
Norman's father.
Spider-Man's not the father.
Well, that's a relief.
Immediately after you, Blake, you and Biggie left the bathroom, I went in there with some cotton swabs, swabbed the toilet up nice.
All right.
What would you do that in, Maury?
What's that?
Why would you do that, Maury?
So I could get some of the DNA.
I think we haven't... We didn't even... I haven't ever slept with these blokes before.
But I still got to test them, eh?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. All right.
This is why
I've come back nine times.
This is why the show is so wildly popular. Because we put people on who aren't even potential mates, but it makes for good television.
I guess so.
People tune in for that and for my singing prowess.
You're a good singer.
All right. Blake?
Yes.
You're not the father.
Oh, gosh.
There's another one, Norman.
Am I next?
Not the father.
Because I can ejaculate again.
You can ejaculate again.
Ew, I don't like boys that can ejaculate.
All right, let's take a look here. Okay. I got the results for Big E. Big E, you are the father.
What?
Yes.
How did this happen? What?
Big E.
I sent it to you in the mail, remember?
Now, Big E. 95% accuracy, as my song said. Songs don't lie.
Uh-uh.
Are you going to step up and be a father for this child?
Absolutely not.
What? Oh, Melinda, I'm sorry. Oh, this is crushing. Is this the kind
it's not crushing because we'll just take it to the law. We have all this on recording.
Is this the kind of drama that your show has on an everyday basis?
This is how the show thrives. Midday?
I have never seen this woman in my life.
You know what? I don't understand how you are the father, but if Maury Poppins said that you were the father, you're the father. And Norman is going to get braces as a three-year-old. It's very extensive.
Three-year-olds getting braces?
It's tough. In fact, he's going to need it several times because his teeth are going to grow.
Well, that's so
I'm
going
to need you to put down $10,000 right now. 10,000 pounds. Yes.
Pounds?
1,000 pounds.
Put it in a wheelbarrow.
I will.
Big E, if you use the bathroom in New York City and she was there performing a Spider-Man, maybe she sat on a toilet that you ejaculated on and somehow conceived a child from that.
I guess so.
I should have put a piece of paper down.
Still not responsible.
Don't sit down on a toilet with open wounds.
Fuck Norman.
What's that? Fuck your child, eh? Now, Big E... All right, Biggie. I think, you know, we've got some counseling.
I'm homeless. You guys didn't realize this, right?
Oh, fuck off.
I would say from your look, you're homeless, but I don't know for sure.
you got an awful nice shirt for a homeless man.
Yeah.
Well, that's the general of the show right there.
This beard can't shave itself.
People love the drama of not knowing who a child is and then find out who or who are not the fathers.
Right. Well,
when are we going back to the hotel, Maury?
Can I go back now?
You can go back. The car's outside waiting.
This is rubbish.
Karen's out
there.
Karen and I are going to talk about this. Thing? I will be sending you mail.
Oh.
You'll be getting things in the post.
Can I go back to the motel with you?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. It's amazing. The drama. Biggie, I had no idea. Your wife is going to be more pissed than she's ever been before.
Shit happens.
Exactly. It does. You got your wick wet.
Babies happen. Jeez.
Hashtag. Maury.
Right.
Do you don't have anybody else?
I've got no one else.
Okay, great. So you have signed a contract with Fox.
We're starting out in some smaller markets with some Fox affiliates. That's correct. And hopefully we break open to bigger markets such as Chicago, L.A., Seattle, this sort of thing.
Awesome.
Did you say that again, Seattle?
Seattle.
I like the way you said that.
Well, congratulations on coming over to this side of the pond.
Thank you. Thank you
for
having me on.
I wish you all the best of luck.
I appreciate it.
Karen and Melinda, can they both come out here and talk?
No.
Yeah.
Karen's eating some biscuits in the car. She can't come out.
Okay. Well, Melinda, since you're still sitting here, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
And I hope you and Biggie get this resolved like adults.
What? The pleasure was all yours.
We're going to get married.
Melinda, back to the hotel with you.
Do you do anything with these girls at the hotel?
Do I ever?
Have you ever?
I take my reward, Blake.
How many of these ladies do you see?
Oh.
How many of these ladies do you do every week? In the sense of in the show.
Well, and my question is, have you ever used your own saliva to help DNA test these?
That could be the answer to Karen's question.
Here's the thing, Blake. Now, I want you to take this part of the show out, all right?
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to watch as all the lights on the machine stay on. I'm going to talk directly in this microphone.
Just to me.
With the headphones on, but this is just for the people in this room. Melinda and Karen are gone, all right?
Right.
Here's the thing. Show's a half hour long, right? In that time, we talked about three different people. 90% of the time, we don't find out who the father is on that show. That 90% of the time, I'm the father.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I really get my seat out there.
Yeah, you do. You sow your oats.
You're bagging some babes.
Soil. That's right.
Sowing them royal oats.
Do you think I'm going to throw my saliva in the mix? Hell no.
Hell
no. You don't have any money, especially with all that travel.
That's right. No signs pointing back to me. Not this guy.
All right. Well, Maury Poppins, it was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much.
I wish all the most success for you.
I'm getting a lot of success.
I am most certainly success.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to have Biggie going to give the show lineup here.
Cheers, mate. Take it easy, guys.
See ya.
Here's what's coming up on the old IBWIPs. Episode 202, A Grandma Heavy Night, is now available. Episode 203, Droid DTF1-0-0, is now available. Our next episode, inevitably titled Super Mario Step Brothers, will be available on Friday, July 3rd. And don't forget, June...
What's that? You like that?
For the joke.
Okay.
That was funny. Thank you.
I see. All I did was add the word "step," and all of a sudden, it's hilarious.
You stepped up.
Oh
shit! Give her the applause.
No.
She already hears it enough. She's got people clamoring.
It's in my head constantly, on a constant reel.
And don't forget, Friday, June 26th is Take Your Dog to Work Day. What if your dog already has a job? You want him to call off work so he can go in to your stupid job, your place of work. Look. You asked him to start pulling his weight, and he's doing it. You don't think he has career goals? Just let him do his job, and then come home and hump the couch. Also, Wednesday, July 1st, is Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. I don't want creative flavors. They perfected ice cream with bone marrow and smoked cherries, and yes, Sue with rosemary bar nuts. Just leave it alone and keep it simple, guys.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a good one. I like that one. Also, please remember to submit your questions, comments, or suggestions to Blake at IBWIP.com. Fuck it up now. And they will be deposited directly into our circular file. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. Thank you, and good night. And the Blackhawks are the Stanley Cup champions.
And we're letting you know 2 weeks after
it happened.
Only the most accurate information, timely information, right here at IBWIP. Thank you, everyone, for listening to IBWIP. It's episode 204. I never thought we would get to 204. It seems like only yesterday when I sat here, well, not here, and it was a different wife, But I sat with a PlayStation headset talking to myself for 2.5 hours.
No one wants to hear that shit.
You can believe that. And it was not near as funny. And there was no... because of all the millions of dollars that I've made with this podcast,
right.
I was able to get this beautiful painting of a cow.
Yes. It is beautiful.
The early shows were mainly music, too.
Always
weren't
they? In your head.
Yeah.
So, Heather, thank you very, very much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
You did a wonderful job. As always.
You did a wonderful job.
No, as always. There's no need to.
No.
You did a wonderful job.
No, you did a wonderful job.
You did it.
No. Heather, you did.
Okay, I did a wonderful job.
All right. All right. Biggie?
Hey.
You.
There he is.
This was one of the most animated Biggie episodes ever.
He was pretty out there.
From intro interruption to the end, he was all over it.
He's excited. Right.
He had a good time. He's happy. He's a happy Blackhawks fan.
That's right.
They're probably still celebrating.
They are. Chicago's burning right now.
Did they just win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't won. They haven't clinched in the city of Chicago since 1936.
So you think they're still celebrating right now?
Yeah,
then?
I'm sure they are.
It just happened, but you think they're still celebrating?
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
I'm so tired. I wish they would have lost.
No. Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, I can go to bed.
Yeah. Thank you. World Series of what? Baseball. Have you ever played baseball in your life?
I've been adjacent to baseball. Does that count?
I don't know what that is.
All right. I've been in the vicinity of a baseball game happening.
And so you bought a shirt there.
Oh, you talking about the shirt I'm wearing?
Yeah.
That's from like Goodwill or something. It's like $1.
I like it. I like the colors.
It's form-fitting. Maybe not a good idea
showing
for me.
Showing off that good body.
I was like...
Showing off that good body.
Too bad Heather's not checking your wardrobe.
I think Heather here is the only one who's permitted to make fun of my body type. Fellas.
I'm not making fun.
No, I told him he looked great today.
I'm
he does look great
in.
Today.
Thank you,
ladies.
So
and thank you very much to Justin Chambers for all of your hours of music and commentary.
I'm not joking. Yes. I want to hear from Justin Chambers.
All right,
thank you, Justin.
Justin.
I completely agree.
All right. Yes. And listeners, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. Make sure you tell a friend, tell two friends, so they can tell some other people. And congratulations, Blackhawks.
Yes, ow. Thank you.
That's all I got to say about that.
This episode may be over, but we'll be back next week with more fart and wiener jokes, hot from the oven, filled with lovin'.
That was what you read last time. Huh. There's a mystery tag missing.
The mystery tag that's missing?
The mystery of the mystery tag.
Ooh, we'll find out next episode.
Do you know what it said?
Jesus. No, I don't. I can't remember. Sorry. Oh, no.
Did it say grandma?
It said something.
No, it didn't.
Grandma. Hey.
Hey, does grandma like twosomes? Threesomes?
Two of them.
Foursomes?
Does grandma like twosomes? Gruesome twosomes?
Your grandma's...
Not my grandma. Every time we have to talk about this, it's
You're
not my
always talking
grandma.
About grandmas, and it must it, stem from your
is
grandma.
Is it Dustin's grandma?
I love Dustin's grandma. Dude, I want to meet her. I want to have her on the show. I want to call her.
Hey, Dustin's grandma.
Hey, grandma.
There's two of us now.
You, me, and Dupree.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Heather's just looking at me like, shut your fucking mouth.
She's pretty
upset.
Do you
know that people who are filing restraining orders can't deliver the restraining orders themselves? Yeah. They're the only person that's allowed to, but the restraining order only goes into effect when the person who is having the restraining order put out,
grandma,
when they find out about it. So.
Don't give us a restraining order.
Yeah, grandma, don't do that to us.
How do you know?
I just
grandma,
read an article about
that.
It.
Grandma.
You said you have a lot of tickets. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
Tickets?
You have a lot of tickets going on.
Do you owe the city of Bloomington a lot of money?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do have a lot of tickets. I was like, what tickets?
For a second there, you were like,
oh,
I'm
totally
going back
forgot.
To the UK. I don't know
She's
nobody
got
nothing.
Two tickets to paradise.
I have two tickets to court on July 1st.
Speeding?
Speeding ticket in a construction zone. It's only $120, so it was a mandatory
wow, that's
court
good,
appearance.
Though. $100.
Oh, I know.
You're lucky. You could be spending time in jail.
Yeah, and then I also have an insurance ticket, but I went and I actually didn't have insurance, but it was only like for a few days, so I went to my insurance and was like, can you give me a card saying that I had insurance
Come
during
on.
This time so it'll be cool?
I don't want to have
did.
To get that shitty expensive insurance.
But yeah, my license is currently being held by the state, so I had to get a state ID.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I
drove.
You know how you can go to the office or the court usually and they'll just waive the insurance ticket because you show them that you have insurance and they'll give it to you? Well, because I had
this other mandatory court appearance. I couldn't do that. And I called ahead the day before to ask them because I didn't want to drive all the way to the courthouse if I wasn't going to be able to do that. And they told me over the phone that I would be able to even with this mandatory court appearance. Well, that was a lie. And I was angry. And they said that I would have to pay it, and then I would get my money back, except for 10% of it they would keep.
Why would they keep? Did they say why?
Court fees and shit like that. Yeah.
Do I need
Don't speed, kids. Is this still going?
Yeah.
Are we still on the show?
Justin Chambers, okay. Don't speed.
Don't speed, Justin Chambers. You're just getting your license.
Don't speed.
Don't drive with more than one person in the car, because that's tough. You get in trouble for that, too.
Do we need to take this out for legal purposes?
No. Well... The court's not going to use this.
You don't think so?
I would be if they use it, then I'm impressed. If they don't use it,
I believe my ex-wife has 204 episodes that she would probably use against me.
Oh, well, I don't have any ex-wives, so I'm good.
You're lucky.
The ex-husbands, though,
they're tough.
They're not taking it to the court. Because I'll kill them.
See ya.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.